The regular season is wrapping up for college football. That means traditional rivals are squaring off to take home some unusual hardware. For example, Iowa and Minnesota battle for a bronze statue of a pig known as the Floyd of Rosedale Trophy. It's not just programs in big conferences that compete in these traditional matchups for unusual hardware. One of the longest-running rivalries in college football is in Western Illinois. It involves a pair of small private colleges that play for a bronze turkey trophy. Tri-State's Public Radio's T.J. Carson has the story.
It's game day at the Nosher Bowl on the campus of Knox College in Galesburg. Outside the stadium, the aroma of meat searing on grills fills the air. The air is also filled with footballs being tossed around by kids and parents. Autumn leaves dot the trees and grounds of the campus in bright oranges and yellows.
And Dr. Jared Sanger going nowhere.
The stands are bursting with color, too. Purple and gold for the home team, red and white for fans of the visiting Monmouth Fighting Scots. The schools are separated by just 17 miles along Route 34. So Knox College senior wide receiver Alir Amini says this game is a battle for regional bragging rights.
Alumni actually come up to me and they're like, you can be 0-9 when you're coming into this game. As long as you win this game, you win the Super Bowl. So, I mean, it's a pretty big deal around here.
This year marked the 127th time these rivals played their version of the Super Bowl. That means these teams first battled on the gridiron in 1888. It's the sixth longest continuous rivalry in all of college football. The first century of the rivalry was close and intense. At one point, each side claimed 50 victories and there were 10 ties. But since 1999, it's been dominated by Monmouth. The Fighting Scots have won 16 straight.
We try and keep it in our trophy room, and we try and keep it to where we keep the dust on it to try and kind of put a little bit more magnitude on how well we've performed over those years.
That's Monmouth senior defensive end Brian Johnson. The "it" he's referring to is the bronze turkey, awarded to the winner of the Monmouth-Knox game each year since 1928. The idea for the bronze turkey trophy came from former Knox College player Bill Collins. After graduation, Collins worked as a reporter for the Galesburg Register-Mail. He convinced his editor and the editor of the Monmouth Review Atlas to each pitch in $40 to create the trophy. As the name suggests, the trophy is a small bronze turkey statue. A turkey was chosen because the game used to be played on Thanksgiving Day. The turkey stands on a wooden block, and the names of the two colleges are engraved on a golden plate attached to the front of the block. Monmouth's Brian Johnson says he first learned the bronze turkey game from some former players.
They just said it was obviously a big game for them. Some say the rivalry has lost some luster over the past few years with 16 straight wins for us, but it was obviously a very big thing for them, and it kind of carried on to be a big thing for myself.
Johnson says winning the bronze turkey game all 4 years would put a huge exclamation point on his Monmouth College career. Players on the Knox College Prairie Fire were also optimistic heading into the big game. Knox entered the contest with just 3 wins, but that's their most in the season since 2008. The team even got some face time on ESPN this fall, thanks to Alir Amini, who's the receiver we heard from earlier. Amini's claim to fame came against Lawrence University on September 25th. On the play, Amini appeared to just miss catching the pass, but managed to kick the ball up in the air as he was falling, and caught the pass on the deflection while on his back. It was enough to impress ESPN anchor Scott Van Pelt.
Amini's catch, the best thing I saw, frankly, in a while.
It was unexpected. Wasn't intending to go that big. Everyone on my team was telling me to post it, because they thought it can get on SportsCenter's top 10. So I just posted it one day. The next day ended up on SportsCenter, so it was a pretty cool experience.
While Amini enjoyed being an internet sensation, he would rather go out on top with a bronze turkey in Galesburg.
Probably be the highlight of my whole career at Knox. I would love to beat Monmouth, especially on my last time at the Nosher Bowl. To get a W against Monmouth would be a great feeling.
Even greater than being on ESPN?
Definitely greater.
Knox got the ball first in the 127th bronze turkey game, but failed to score after penalties stalled its drive. Monmouth's first possession was marked by big runs and passes, ending with a 45-yard bomb from Tanner Matlick to Adam Parr for the first touchdown of the afternoon. The Prairie Fire responded quickly, as Amini took the ensuing kickoff 93 yards down the Knox sideline to the 2. Quarterback Matt McCaffrey eventually punched it in 3 plays later to tie the game.
McCaffrey on a quarterback keeper for a Prairie Fire touchdown!
Monmouth started to flex its muscles after that. A 21-7 lead for the Scots at the half, 42-7 after the third quarter, and a final score of 49-7. This was Chad Braun's first Bronze Turkey game as Monmouth's head coach, but he's no stranger to the rivalry, having served as defensive coordinator since 2000. He says beating Knox never gets old.
It's a great feeling, you know, proud of our guys, glad they get to enjoy it, and, you know, it's fun for those guys.
Those guys helped ensure that the Bronze Turkey would head back down Route 34 and keep a Monmouth zip code for another year. The Bronze Turkey is not a national championship or even a conference championship. It's not as well known as the Little Brown Jug or Paul Bunyan's axe. But for the men that battle on the gridiron for Knox and Monmouth colleges, there's no greater feeling than seeing the statue sitting in their trophy case. I'm TJ Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.